Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, the Vice President, commenting on what we know about the fog of war in Israel, and especially now in the north of Israel, the border with Lebanon. We have a remark by the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken. Blinken said most recently there is, quote, a momentum leading to a larger war between Hezbollah and the IDF, but that the paradox was that no one really wants to see a larger war break out. Yes, I add, however, in these last days, as Jonathan knows very well, the threats from Iraq, from militias in Iraq, are being redoubled. If you attack Hezbollah, we will attack you. These are militias that are responsible for the deaths of hundreds of American soldiers and contractors out of Iraq. At the same time, the Taliban has let it be known that it is in consultation with Tehran itself to deploy troops into Israel in the event that Israel attacks IDF. We're told also that the Houthis will increase their barrage and more if IDF attacks Hezbollah. And now we're told by Iran itself, in the midst of a presidential contest where they're going to choose between Hades and Hades, that if Israel attacks Hezbollah, there will be, and then fill in the blank. All of a sudden, Jonathan, what we're hearing is threats, threats, threats. Why now? How does this serve them?
Well, really, what we're looking at right now is an open deliberation on the part of the Israelis. They have been talking about effectively turning north and destroying Iran's most powerful proxy in Lebanon. This is a long time coming. Hezbollah has been firing rockets at Israel since October 8th. The Israelis have responded in kind to just about every one of their strikes and have usually gotten the better of Hezbollah. But we're now at a point where Israel must make a decision. They have forcibly removed roughly 100,000 Israeli citizens from the northern communities because they cannot live there. They're under constant attack by Hezbollah. And the Israelis are demanding that Hezbollah move north of the Litani River, roughly 10 or 12 miles north of that border. They need a zone that is emptied of Hezbollah. And right now there is a U.S. presidential envoy, Amos Hochstein, who's trying to negotiate this. So we are watching tensions grow. It is more and more likely with every passing day that Israel will decide that it needs to go north. Just to be clear, we're looking at Gaza with Hamas as well as Islamic Jihad. There are operatives in the West Bank that have lots of weapons and possibly even some missiles. You've got Lebanon. Hezbollah has 200,000 of these rockets, as well as drones and precision-guided munitions. And then you've got this dozen and a half or so Shiite militia grouping in both Syria and Iraq. They are all capable of firing upon Israel. The Syrian government, the Assad regime, could take part in this as well. The Houthis in Yemen, and don't forget Iran itself. They fired back on the night of April 13th. They fired 300 missiles and rockets and drones. They could do it again. There is the possibility, and I don't even know how to put a percentage on it, but there is the possibility here that Iran may try to unleash all of this at once in an attempt to overwhelm Israel's defenses and to try to carry out sort of a war to end all wars with Israel. And this is what's being threatened. Whether or not Iran is truly serious about this, I don't know. But I will say this, they have not paid a price for waging this proxy war. Not since October 7th. They have not paid a price in terms of sanctions or diplomatic isolation or political pressure, certainly not military pressure. The U.S. has not responded with force against the regime itself. And so the regime, until now, has felt quite free to threaten Israel, to actually follow through on those threats. And this is now what I think Israel must be weighing. This is not, perhaps, not just a war that would already be quite painful between Israel and Hezbollah. It would be a knockdown, drag-out battle just between the two of them. Now let's imagine what the other fronts might bring to Israel in terms of threats. This is the decision point. This is the intersection at which Israel is currently standing and looking around, trying to assess its options.
And the driver of this would be Tehran. So are we looking
100%?
We're looking at a war in which Israel fights the surrogates and not the brain, or is this looking as if Jerusalem knows that if it solves Tehran, it solves the war?
Well, I think that's exactly the crossroads that Israel is standing at. Well, if Iran begins to fire at Israel and they take part in this operation that they're threatening, that Israel begins with Hezbollah, and then we begin to see the ring of fire activated from Iraq and Syria and from Yemen and from Tehran itself, this might be the moment at which Israel says, okay, you know, this was the war that we've all expected. Now, the only real question that I have is whether they have sufficient munitions and they've got a plan where they would be able to neutralize the threats coming from Iran and from all of these proxies at once. That does seem like a Herculean task to me, and especially as it comes amidst reports that the administration here in Washington has held up some weapons shipments. But perhaps there's more in the Israeli storage lockers than we knew. This is, again, though, you know, this is leaving us guessing as we, I mean, it has been, John, a very strange couple of weeks. I would say that probably since mid-June, it has gone rather quiet, that even though we continue to see drips in, of different attacks and different examples of aggression coming out of these Iranian proxies, we've been at a crossroads now for several weeks where the Israelis have threatened that they may move forward, and it's been more rhetoric than it has been violence. This is, I think, the moment of truth here where Israel determines whether it is going to move forward at some risk in order to try to neutralize a large number of threats that Iran has put around their borders.
And what are you watching for, Jonathan? We have 30 seconds. Any signal that you would say we should all watch?
I think we need to watch for unintended consequences. A Hezbollah attack that hits a bus or a school, right, or a large number of Israeli soldiers, that would be the psychological moment that would essentially thrust Israel into this battle.
Jonathan Shanzer, Vice President of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I recommend the show that Jonathan Shanzer introduces each morning at 8:30 a.m. in general, several times a week, with his colleagues about the situation in the Middle East. It's easy to find on the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's website, Threatening. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.